This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, our friend Jim Brewer on the hotline right now.
I love Jim Brewer. Jim's one of those guys, like, he has that ability to make you feel like you've known him all your life. And he is that crazy, that, you know, what do they call that? The A-lister warmth, like that thing where you meet somebody and you're like,
I know you.
I'd like to hang. We're gonna be buddies, right? Like, we're gonna hang. I'm gonna be at your house over the week. Uh-huh. We're gonna do stuff together. It'll be great.
Born June 21st in Valley Stream, New York, our next guest is a comedian and actor who first came to national attention as a cast member on Saturday Night Live, going on to appear in such films as Beer League and Half Baked. He hosts his own podcast, Jim Brewer's Bruniverse, his recent comedy specials, Silly in San Diego, Somebody Had to Say It, and Country Boy Will Survive are all available to watch on YouTube and more. And this Friday, tickets go on sale for his return to Kansas City June 15th at the Midland Theater. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Jim Brewer.
Mr. Jim Brewer, how have you been, brother?
I've been good, man. I just, you know, I've been touring like crazy.
Good. Good.
And I've been traveling like crazy. And you'd be proud of me. The metalness in me.
Yes.
Just flew to Germany to see the great Judas Priest Metal Gods in concert.
Oh, that's so good, man. Was it a festival or a solo?
No, they. This is why I wanted to see them. A, Halford's 70 years old.
Yeah.
B, I know they're starting a huge tour. They just started a huge tour. I don't think they hit the States until May, and they're doing some festivals. This is them solo. I think they had, like, Uriah Heep and Saxon open, and no disrespect. I didn't want to sit through that. See them in another country. And with my touring, I couldn't figure out what date would work. So I finally found Dortmund, New Jersey. I mean, Dortmund, Germany. It was the 27th.
Right.
I left Phoenix, Arizona, did a show on that Sunday, left Monday, arrived in Dusseldorf, Germany, had a great time. Took the train to Dortmund, go see them. The set list was sick. Like, right out of the gate, they got a new song, The Panic Attack, which I really like. Second song, You Gotta Know Thing Coming. Third song, Breaking the Law.
Perfect.
Fourth song, Rapid Fire. It was just bang, bang, bang. Oh, my God, he's not going to last. And I think the funniest part was after the show, I go back, say hello, and they just were like, are you visiting? Like, no, I just came to see you. So you're not touring here? Like, no, I flew here just to see you guys. And they're like, oh, did you like it? I'm like, yes, I liked it. Like, they just were.
Dude.
Yeah, I almost wish I didn't go back and say hello. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Do you not realize you're the metal gods? Like, what do you. They were.
You know the thing with Rob Halford, and this is a, such a weird small thing, but it really stayed with me. Every time I've ever been near Rob, he does this thing, this old school super kick ass mega rock star thing where he uses your name multiple times while he's talking to you, and you become, you're just like, he keeps saying my name, man. He keeps, it's like, Johnny, you know, and he's just got that super, like a David Coverdale or Robert Plant. There's just a real royalty that comes with him.
There really is. And I have to say, when he knows I'm a huge fan, and he really, when he came in the room, came right to me, and he's like, Jim, do you like the new stuff? I said, I love it. He goes, like, I don't like the way I sounded tonight. I'm like, you were amazing. I'm a bit under the weather, and I missed a couple of my pitches. I'm like, Rob, you're 70, and you crushed it. And they really did. I can't now. Now I'm at the point where I'm definitely going to come see them in the States. I don't want to see them in a festival. I know there's two festivals that they're – at least two festivals are planned. And but I want to see them solo again and just
– So it's all them, right? Right. No time limits. They're full stage, everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see the whole shebang. And I don't care if it's an arena or – I was curious, can they sell out an arena?
Yeah, no.
Over there they did. They haven't sold arenas here in a long time.
Yeah. No, it's a sad thing, because you're right. I want to see them in an arena because I want it for them, but I also love seeing them in a venue that it's super up close. So it's tough. Jim, by the way, is coming in to play the Midland June 15th. I should probably mention that, guys. Tickets go on sale this Friday to see Jim Brewer. We have to talk about, are you going to go back to Europe to see AC/DC? Because I think I'm trying to figure out if I can grab Jesse and go over and see Brian.
I don't know yet. I've seen them so many times. I don't have the, like, I'm very satisfied with what I saw with them.
I get it. I totally understand that.
Where the priest, like, if they come to the States, I'll come see them. I'll come see AC/DC if they come to the States. It's because you know it's going to be their last go round. There's no way they can continue after this. It's impossible. Where Priest, that was a different monster for me. That they changed my entire life. If that makes sense. As a young kid, they were my gateway to all of it. That was the beginning of it all. That's my teenage world. That's when I started thinking and getting into the lyrics and the metal. And
Screaming for Vengeance. Literally, you go back today and you listen to Electric Eye and you go, you see how far ahead of time, like, Rob knew what we were going to go through, like all of the ring cameras and this closed circuit television and the government and everything. Like, I mean, Rob and that album, Screaming for Vengeance, was such a goddamn amazing game changer.
And like, I put the Electric Eye and British Steel.
Sure.
With rapid fire, and basically what we're going through today was just they saw the writing on the wall years ago. I remember being in the classroom and I would draw the Hylian of the Electric Eye.
Right.
And we had to do the book 1984.
Yeah, total Orwellian. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is 1983 or something like that. And my English teacher goes, you're supposed to be reading the book. I get it. And, you know, he tried to make an example of me for the class. He goes, so this is what you're doing your time. And I went, if you read the lyrics of Electric Eye, it is the book. I don't need to read the book. I already know about all this. And he said, come after school, and he was blown out of his mind.
Sure. Yeah. No,
because all people heard was the music and the leather, and they thought they were demon, whatever. And they didn't realize the lyrics of the 80s metal guys, the real ones, not the hair, were very, very powerful. There were warnings, and they were showing us what was coming.
Yeah, dude. Listen, Maiden, the same way, from 2 minutes to midnight to like, I mean, you really, you know, there were so many stories and things historically that those guys would kind of bite in on that would make you go, hey, man, maybe I should find out more about this. And I know it sounds crazy, but it really it did what high school couldn't do for me. It couldn't. They made it interesting for me. So
yes, me too. Me too. So AC/DC, you think about flying there? Where are they playing? Where are they starting? Are they only doing Europe?
Right now, that's all they've got on the book. It's just Europe. And Cliff's not playing, so that made me sad. Because I know he and Brian were good and really good friends, and they kind of always paired off together. So I don't know. Hopefully everything is okay with him. But, you know, so I sure would like to see it one more time, though. Because, you know, the last show before they did the festival in California was Kansas City. That was the last time Brian had sang with him.
Wow. I think you told me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I saw him in L.A. And that, I knew something was wrong that night. I'm like, oh, something's up. And then, you know, the madness kicked in and then...
And he's such a sweet cat. He's such a wonderful, good human being. Like, he was so nice to me. Just the 4 or 5 times we've been together, he's just one of those guys. Like, I will go on and on because just above him being a god, but him being an incredible singer, but him being one of those greats as a human being, he's one of the nicest human beings, one of the nicest, kindest, most thoughtful, put you over the top type human beings I've ever met.
He leaves a mark.
Yeah.
He's a guy that leaves a mark. Even if he was not the guy from AC/DC, you'd go, do you remember that guy, Brian, we met, Brian Johnson?
Yeah.
Was that not one of the greatest people I ever met? Was that not one of the hardest I ever laughed? Was that not one of the greatest storytellers? That's the type of guy. That's the guy he is.
Yeah, no, for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look, I'm so excited about you making it back to Kansas City. June 15th in Midland. Tickets go on sale this Friday. And you've got this, you're doing stand-up, though. You're not bringing the band this time.
No. This is all stand-up, and this is my... I'm starting to sound like the old bands. I don't know if I'm going to do much of a tour after this. I mean, I'm doing a lot of dates this year. I love doing the tour. I got a couple people with me, you know, camera guy and this guy and the web guy and the tour mat and all that. But, you know, I feel like I did the special, Somebody Had to Say It.
Yeah.
And then I did Silly in San Diego. And then I just released Country Boy Will Survive last Thanksgiving. Those were 3 one-hour specials in less than 2.5 years. And I always have the material, but I'm. It's almost like I said what I had to say. So,
yeah,
and this is the last.
Isn't it
this
fun for
you? This is the last
you?
Go-round of saying what I have to say, and I might do something else next.
Which I think you're always going to perform, though. Jim. Just,
without
you.
Doubt.
Yeah, because you like all the great musicians, like it's the audience feedback, right? Like it's that feeling you get when you make people laugh. You know, I think, you know, you can see it in your eyes. Like that's what feeds you. Like that's your that's what makes you go.
I love it. I just don't know what my next I have ideas of what I want to do. But this may be the last. Like I'm coming out. I mean, I always come out swinging, but this is I'm not sure what I'm going to do next year yet. I don't know if I'm going to go off the grid and travel. I've been traveling a lot.
Well, there's always that. I have that same fantasy where I go, I really love doing this, but I do the same thing where I go, but man, you know what? Okay, I'm here right now. This is my point in my life. If I took off now, you know, and I managed everything, could I travel? How long could I travel? How many places could I see? Would I do it by myself? Would I do it with somebody else? And there, dude, that is such a real fantasy for me to just put on a backpack and go and go and go and go.
Well, I'm getting closer and closer because... Yeah, I traveled to Africa twice this year, to Germany, Switzerland. I think I'm going to start doing some stuff in South America. And the more I travel, we're living in, I think our country doesn't understand. We're the only ones really going through this. And you don't realize it until you leave. And when you leave, you go, wait a minute. You know, every day we're getting stuff in our face that this is happening and that is happening and this, that, what's going down? And then when you leave, like, nobody cares. You're in Germany. They're doing their own thing. Africa doesn't even know. It's like, I remember being in Tanzania and we're talking with these guys and my brother-in-law is like, yeah, you know, I do irrigation for the New York Yankees. And they went, what is that?
And he goes, you're like, great.
With the New York Yankees. They said, what is that? Like, it's the team. What do you mean team? Like, what team? I'm like, oh, my God. This is amazing. We hold so many things in our lives so dear.
Yeah.
Where you could go right around the corner and no one even knows what you're talking about. So
you got to get out of the microcosm. You got to get out of your bubble. You have to. It'll show you the way of the world. How we're all, human-wise, we're the same. We want to be in love. We want our kids to be self. And we want to have safe, happy, clean water, food to eat, a good job. We want to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy.
That's it. It's all it is. Outside of that, it's just it's wasted energy that keeps pulling at us. So, you know, we got to do what we can while we can.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see the show. It goes on sale this Friday, June 15th, the Midland Theater. And I think it's just going to be fun, man.
Dude, I crush it. I crush.
Well, yeah, but like you have material from you're talking, 20, 30, 35, how many years of material?
Oh, God, it's over 30.
Yeah.
And I think I got like 7, 8 specials. And I'm really, I really, the last one I loved, The Country Boy Will Survive. I mean, I loved all of them, but the one I'm doing now, too, I think really hits home. Like it really hits inside your house. So I usually come out the first 10, 15 minutes, improv, try to feel the crowd out, and then I lay into where I'm going, and then we're off to the races.
Well, dude, you have that ability. I saw that at the Metallica show, and that was the first time I'd seen you do that thing. You walked up, and I was like, I wonder how this will be. So you and I had seen each other before, and I was like, you know, because it's a Metallica show. People want to see Metallica. They're crazy. They're rabid. They don't want an opening band. That's why you were there. And I'm like, how do you do that? Because it's not the right thing for stand-up, right? That's too hard. Nobody will pay enough attention. You can't grab them, and it's too big, it feels like. So you started working that crowd, and you knew exactly why they were there. You addressed why they were there, and I watched you win them over, all of them. And by the end, they were like, let's go. He's one of us.
And my whole life, I read the room and I adapt to the room. That's been my entire existence. And the Metallica one was no different. You know, I walked in, people are like, oh, you're opening. I'm like, I'm not opening. I'm just before them. I'm more like the fluffer ringmaster. And I got to keep. I got to keep you from getting angry before they go up there. That's all I got to do. I just got to keep you from getting jittery and angry before Metallica gets up there. So it was like diffusing a bomb from the minute you walk out there. And I love the task, and it was great. It was great.
Yeah, and do for a metal kid growing up like you did and being such a true fan of the music, the genre, the people, everything. Do you still have that thing where you go, how in the hell is this happening to me? Like, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm talking to Rob Halford.
God,
I'm talking to James Hetfield. I'm talking, you just.
I still live that way because I think that's because the way I grew up very grounded, very blue collar, all for one for all, a lot of morals. I'm a deep spiritual guy, and I don't go, I deserve this or I belong here. Of course it's happening. Every situation I'm in, I go, this is amazing. How am I part of this right now? And I still do that. I go, how am I still selling theaters out? I'm not on television. I haven't been in the public eye in years. Like, how is this? People are still coming out. This is amazing.
But again, I can tell you it's because of them watching the crowd realize, this guy's great. He's one of us. We want to see good guys win, and then you get to laugh, and you know, and it's comfortable, and it's, again, it's very much like AC/DC. You go, I goddamn loved it. Like, this is what I love.
Maybe me and you pick a date. We go see them in Europe. I would go with you. And if you do, dude, let's talk offline. I can get you ridiculous prices for like kick butt. Business and first.
Hell yes. Hell
dude,
yes,
you have no clue.
Yeah. Because, dude, I strapped in one time. The first time I went to see AC/DC with Jesse from Jackal, he just called me last night. He said, Mayan, you want to go? And I go, hell yes. And he goes, meet me in Atlanta. So I meet him in Atlanta. He goes, I already got tickets. I had points on my card. So he took his business class, basically, and split it into two coaches. And he sat down next to the window, and he took Ambien. And there's legendary stories about him and Ambien. And he just looked at me, and he took it, and he goes, man, no matter what, John, he goes, don't let me get up, and then went to sleep. And I was like, I stared at him for 9 hours, just staring at him like, dude, there's stories about him waking up with his pants off in his front yard in Kennesaw, Georgia, taking pictures of his own house, like walking down. I mean, dude, if you ever get to spend time with him, he is one of the great, he's another great storyteller, another great
doer. Yeah, I've never get to, I would love to, is he out by you? Is that where he, where does he live? Is he by you?
Kennesaw, Georgia, man. He works out of Atlanta.
Okay.
Same place he grew up with, but he is, you know, he's out doing stuff all the time, out working, doing his thing, and but he's just one of those guys. By the way, you should check out his new record, and this is not a shill for Jesse. It's very AC/DC based. Like, he just sat down and he said, "Man, this stuff just channeled through me. It's what I grew up with. It's what I loved, and it's called Breathing Fire, Jesse James Dupri." But the album, you'll absolutely love it because it's in our pocket. You'll go, man, it's just so honest and real.
I'll have to check it out. And there's someone just turned me on to a band from Florida, from the Panhandle. I only heard like two songs. I'm like, I've got my eye on them. They're called Gunshine.
Yes, I found them on Instagram. And I know exactly the band you're talking
about,
like, man.
You're kind of like, okay, you got my attention.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep an eye on you. But I'm like, I really like. It seems like they got everything. You know, they got the look, they got the sound, they got the attitude.
Yes, yes.
And you're like, okay, but I haven't dove deep enough. I'm not looking at the lyrics yet. I just heard the music. I'm like, okay, they just turned me on maybe 3 days ago, so I have to check them out.
Yeah, no, I follow them on Instagram. I know exactly what you mean. It's it isn't funny. We're like, hey, man, I want to look at the album. I want to see the credits. I want to read the lyrics. I want to know who got thanked.
Yes.
Like, it never gets old for me. I'm buying vinyl I had before because I feel comforted looking at Shout at the Devil's lyrics and being like, Clyde the Spy Duncan. You know what I mean? You're like.
Were you System of a Down guy?
Yes.
Oh, God. I thought they were the new savior. That was one of my biggest heartbreaks, is them ending. They wrote so many great songs that I would lose my mind over.
Yeah.
Lose my mind over.
And maniacal stuff. They just didn't give an F. They just wrote what they wanted to write. They chased nothing, and they were truly original.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can hang out a little bit when I get out there.
I would love to, Jim. Listen, Jim, he goes on sale this Friday at the Midland Theater, the great Jim Brewer, man. June 15th is the date of the show. On sale this Friday. I will see you soon, man.
I can't wait. You have a good one. Thanks for having me. All the best to you and life and everyone that exists around you.
Love you, brother. Stay there, man. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.